seatbelt. All going somewhere. All with their own thoughts, their own ideas. All with their own personalities. One is wrong because he does right. One is right because he does wrong. Pull the string. Dance to that which one is created for.
This is Cherokee Jack, and you're listening to Mystery Science Radio. Right now, I'm in the mood to listen to some dark, dark, dark tales, and other dark tales, maybe something from there. It is a collection of original gothic-tinged dramas by Judson Fountain in the style of old-time radio theater. Judson does most of the voices, including his trademarked old hags, young punks, creepy thugs, and hapless thieves. Spooky noises courtesy needle drops from the Electra Sound Effects Library. So turn off all your lights and be completely in the dark, dark, dark. This is my personal favorite, the Gorgon's Head. Take it away, Judson.
Yeah, who is it? Yeah, Johnny, what do you want? Yeah? You did, huh? That's right, I am. I am skipping town. With the dough. Oh, shut up. Now look, don't call me anymore, punk. You get it? Don't call me anymore. Now to get out of here before anyone else calls.
So you're leaving? Running away from home? It's come to that?
Get out of the way, Dad. I'm not running away from home. This isn't the 1930s when you were 18 years old. The laws change. I'm on my own now.
And you're taking the suitcase with you?
Yeah. Is there anything so strange about that?
Yes, there is. A suitcase that size is too small to hold close. It can only hold one thing, money. The money, I heard, you stole.
All right, Dad, beans, you know so much about me, yes. It is the money I stole. Over $10,000 from the job me and the gang pulled. Only the suckers will be waiting for their share and I'll be out of town.
Richie, even though I'm your own father, I hate to say it about my own son. You're a mean, evil, vicious kid. Only 18 years old and look at you. I saw the mean, vicious things you did when you were 10 years old. Taking money from other kids, robbing fruit stands. I should have stopped you then. But perhaps it's too late to stop you now. Well, being I'm your father, I won't turn you in. Only tell me, where are you going?
I'll drop you a card from out of town, Dad. I'm leaving now in case those, well, as you grown-ups say, those suckers come around looking for their share. I'll drive through the woods and spend the night at Bleakville Castle.
Bleakville Castle? Oh, no, Richie. You will be killed. There's a terrible creature that lives there.
Yeah, so I hear. That's why I'm going.
No, Richie. You will be killed. I know. The creature scared me so bad I repented.
Oh, knock it off, Dad. I'm sick of seeing and hearing how holy and righteous you are trying to be better than anyone else.
All right, now. You just keep your mouth shut. Yes, I do try to be better than anyone else. And now I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you a story about me that I've never told you or anyone else in this town. A story that will shock you beyond your wildest dreams.
Hello out there in Radioland. This is Sandra Weisberger. Probably many of you out there have heard some of the radio dramas Judson Fountain has done, such as House of Death, The Old Woman of Haunted House, and many of his other stories. Well, Judson has received so many compliments from both adults and teenagers complimenting his programs that he wants to do another for you right now, hoping that you will like this one even more than his others. And again, we thank all of you who have complimented his dramas. Now, as you know, they run radio programs different times. The same time it's daytime one place while you may be listening, it's nighttime some other place they're listening at the same time you are. So if it's daytime you're listening to this program now, well, just listen. But if it's nighttime you're listening, stop! Whatever you are doing, turn out all the lights, because right now, Judson Fountain brings you a brand new radio drama as only radio can bring it to you. Listen now, as we present The Gorgon's Head.
All right now, Dad, so I'm listening.
I know you often wondered about your mother. She didn't die. She left me. Before you were born, there were two gangsters. One was Smiley, a gunmal. Although she was a woman, she was the meanest cold-blooded woman I ever knew. She was also, there was also an old man who we also called Pop. He too was a mean cold-blooded creature. Well, Molly had pulled a bank job. She was trying to take over the little town Pop was trying to take over. And Pop knew it and he didn't like it. Molly was just getting ready to leave town because she knew Pop had told the cops on her. Word was out that she was going to get him. When Pop heard she was going to get him, he called up. I remember Molly saying,
"Hello? So who is this? Oh, it's you, Pop. Listen, you bow-legged, knock-kneed old fossil. What do you mean by blowing a whistle? Is that so? Yeah, I said it and I meant it. What did you say? Your mother?
Molly, if that's Pop, I think we better get out of town.
I'm not scared of that knock-kneed, bow-legged old fossil. Oh, Molly!
I know, but he told the cops. So to be on the safe side, we better call the boys and tell them to hide out for a while, like we will. Let's get out of here as fast as we can.
Well, that's a good idea anyway. I'll tell you we'll leave. I'll call the boys and we'll sketch around.
Well, we did. And remember I said Molly was cold-blooded? Well, she ran down a police motorcycle and waited along the road because she knew the cops would be coming after her. Well, I can't remember whether it was a machine gun or a Tommy gun she had under the sheet, but when I heard the police cars, I said, Molly, that's the cops.
I know, let them come. I got something for them. All right, boys, I got a present for you. Something to remember me by. This is for Molly.
Molly, you shot all those cops.
Oh, Molly, now they'll remember me. So long, boys. See you around.
Well, we did end up at Bleakville Castle. I was so scared that I didn't go inside. A funny thing. We heard no crickets. No sound at all. I can still remember it as if it only happened yesterday. While I was waiting for Molly, I heard a terrible scream. It almost froze my blood. I tell you, I run like crazy to get away from there. The next day, I went back to look for Molly. I didn't see her, but I saw a statue of her.
A statue?
Yes. I went to Pop and told him. Pop was real tough and wasn't scared of anything. I remember him saying,
"That's kid stuff. A story for sissies. I'm Pop. Do you hear me? I'm Pop. Now you listen. I'm going to Bleakwell Castle tonight, and I want you to go with me."
All right, Pop. I'll go. But I ain't going inside.
For crying out loud. All right. You wait outside if you like, but we'll go both go tonight. You hear me? We'll both go tonight.
Well, we did go. I waited. I heard the sound. The door opened, and Pop came out. You should have seen him. His face all white and scared. He was turning to stone.
Don't come near me.
Pop, what happened?
I kicked it in the room and locked the door. Don't let anyone in. Don't let anyone in that room. Don't let anyone...
And then he turned to stone. Have you ever heard of the Gorgon?
Yeah, a creature with snakes in her hair. A creature so terrible, if anyone looks at her, they turn to stone. Her head was supposed to have been cut off.
It was. And nobody knows what happened to it. I believe that somehow that head is what Molly and Pop saw at Bleakville Castle. Pop, being tough as he was able to kick it in a room and lock the door before it turned to stone. That's what he meant when he said, "Don't open the door. Kick it in." Well, that scared me so bad, I repented. I know there's a God. And he holds the supernatural in his hands as well as the natural. And when a person becomes so wicked that they won't repent, he can turn loose the supernatural. I know. I want to...
All right, Dad. So you told me a nice little bedtime story, and you preached to me. Now let me tell you a story, Dad. I'm spending the night at Bleakwell Castle.
No, Richie. Don't go.
But I am going, Dad. So long, I'll drop your car tomorrow, and also give my regards to the suckers. I'm headed for Bleakwell Castle now. Well, I didn't see anything upstairs. I'll go down these stairs here. Wonder what's down there. Looks like I'm going down the cellar of a house or something. What's that? Well, whatever it is, it doesn't scare me. I'll go downstairs now. Those noises again. Say, this door. I wonder if this is... Yes, maybe this is the door Dad told me about. Well, I'll open it now and see what's in there. No, that's funny. I don't see anybody. I don't think anybody's in this room here. Wait a minute. Who's in here? I thought I saw something in the corner. Oh, no. What was that thing? I thought I saw a head with snakes on it. I've got to get out of here. The door. The door won't open. I can't get out. I'm locked in. What's that? It sounds like something's coming up the stairs. But it sounds so strange. I know. It's a head. It's the Gorgon's head. It's coming up the stairs. It's coming for me. For me. The door. The door. I can't get out. Help! Let me out. I'll go up the stairs and lock the door. There's that sound again. What's that noise? What's that noise? No, no. The thing. It's coming up the stairs. It knows I'm in this room. Go away! It's outside the door. Go away! Go away! It's trying to get in the door. Go away! It's opened the door, it's inside. Go away! Go away! Go away! No! 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 Go away! No! Keep away from me! Go away! Keep away from me! Keep away from me! No! No! I've gotta get out! Keep away from me! Keep away from me! I've got to get out! Keep away from me! Help! Help! Ah!
You have been listening to The Gorgon's Head, written and directed especially for radio by Judson Fountain. I, Sandor Weisberger, played Richie's father, and Richie, Molly, Pop were played by Judson Fountain. Again, we thank you for listening in, and we hope you enjoyed this story, and we hope to have another one for you again soon.
So, Torgo, what did you think of that episode of Dark, Dark, Dark Tales with Judson Fountain?
I don't think I'm gonna be sleeping alone from here on in. I'm going to take my teddy bear to bed with me.
Oh, well, good, because you're not sleeping with me.
I wasn't expecting to.
Anyways, that was The Gorgon's Head by Judson Fountain.
I thought it was by Tor Johnson.
No, it's by Judson Fountain, Gorgon's Head.
Oh, speaking of Gorgon's Head, reminds me a lot like my Aunt Betty.
Oh, your Aunt Betty is a delightful woman. We need to invite her on board and onto the submarine.
You should watch that mouth of yours. It scares the living bejesus out of me.
Well, that's it. We're going to be docking in Pasadena. We're going to pick up your Aunt Betty.
Oh, God, no. No. No!
Well, goodbye, Torgo. At any rate, my friends, right now we're going to listen to a very educational song by one of my personal favorite bands in the world, Christopher Guest, Michael McKean, and Harry Shearer as Spinal Tap. Let's all learn about Stonehenge.
In ancient times, hundreds of years before the dawn of history, lived a strange race of people, the Druids. No one knows who they were or what they were doing. Remains hewn into the living rock of Stonehenge, where the demons dwell, where the banshees live and they do live well. Stonehenge, where the virgins lie in the prayers of devils fill the midnight sky.
Marion, my love, won't you take my hand? We'll go back in time to that mystic land where the dewdrops cry and the cats. I will take you there. I will show you how.
And oh, how they dance. The little children of Stonehenge, beneath the haunted moon, for fear that at daybreak might come too soon. Here tonight.
Did you ever get the feeling that the truth is less revealing than a downright lie? And did you think your head was hip to certain things it's not equipped to qualify?
In Shangri-La,
you can.
listen to what the flower people say. Ah, listen, it's getting louder every day. Like a bolt out of the blue. Ah, listen, it could be calling now for you. Just for you and me. Listen to what the flower people say. Ah, listen, it's getting truer every day.
Cherokee Jack, how's it going?
Hey, Radios Frank.
What have you been playing?
Well, I've been playing a wonderful little tune by Spinal Tap, much lesser known than their more well-known material, called Listen to the Flower People. It reminds me of Bohemians.
Spinal Tap? I thought I had that last night.
No. Spinal Tap, Frank. Spinal Tap.
Oh, okay. Spinal Tap, like the documentary, the mockumentary.
Yes.
Never heard of it.
No, neither have I, actually. But, Frank, I was thinking on Mystery Science Radio, we should do a trivia segment.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you some questions, and I'm going to see if you know the answers.
All right, good. I like this.
Okay.
Change things up a bit.
Yes, let's change things up. So, what do horses and rabbits have in common?
They're animals.
No, they have something else in common.
They are, I'm assuming, warm-blooded?
Yes, they are warm-blooded, but they have something else in common.
What would it be?
Well, they can't vomit.
They can't vomit. This is stuff what? That everybody should know.
This is why rabbits walk around looking so horrible. They're in pain constantly. Their stomachs are upset, and they can't vomit.
I feel bad for them.
Oh. Okay, so what do gorillas and cats have in common?
They have fur.
No.
No?
No, they have something else in common.
Okay, they...
Ishmael, no! Don't eat that cat!
So they are predators to each other.
No, actually, both cats purr.
Gorillas purr?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what it says here, Frank.
Okay, well, next time I go and get myself a pet, I'm going to ask for a gorilla, and they're going to say, you can't have a gorilla for a pet, and I say, well, they purr.
Well, you can have a gorilla for a pet, you just need a really huge kitty litter box.
I think I have one of those at the Home Depot.
Yes, absolutely, or you can build your own. Okay, Frank, you're batting 0-2, so let's go at least 1-3 here.
All right.
What are the odds of being injured by a toilet seat in your lifetime?
Yeah, right. How about zero? 0 to 0.
No, Frank, it's actually 1 in 6,500. You have a 1 in 6,500 chance of being injured by a toilet seat in your lifetime.
What?
Yes.
Are you serious? 1 in 6,500?
This is absolutely true.
There are studies based on this?
Yes, there are
studies that are being funded to do this research.
Yes, there are.
1 in 6,500.
Yes.
You know, in my hometown, there is about, five times as many. So you're saying that within 1 year, five people in my hometown are injured, severely injured, or probably dead from a freaking toilet seat cover?
Yes, absolutely. Toilet seats are dangerous, Frank.
Why are there not groups and organizations funded to freaking fight this? This is crazy. This ticks me off.
Frank, settle down. Settle down, Frank.
No, people are in danger.
Relax, Frank.
Somebody has to tell the mayor.
Okay, you can go tell the mayor when we dock, but listen, have you heard the news?
No. What news? What?
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? I'm caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy.
'Cause he's easy come, easy go, little high, little low.
Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me. Killed a man, I put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama,
anyway the wind blows,
I didn't mean to make you cry. If I'm not back again this time tomorrow, carry on, as if nothing really matters.
Face
the truth, Mama.
Anywhere the wind blows,
I don't
Oh man, Scaramouche, Scaramouche, we do the Fandango.
Thunderbolt and lightning, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo Figaro. I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from his monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
This will all
ain't gonna let you go.
Let me go.
This will all
ain't gonna let you go.
Let me go.
This will all
ain't gonna let you go.
Let me go.
Ain't gonna let you go.
Let me go.
Ain't gonna let you go.
Let me go.
Mamma mia, mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go.
Beelzebub has the devil put a sign for me, for me, for me.
Oh,
chance to go. And if you listen very hard, the truth will come to you. Ooh.
Wow, Torgo, who says that Mystery Science Radio doesn't rock?
Rock up my kneecaps all the treetops. Wait, what?
Would you stop that, Torgo?
I wanna rock.
Stop playing with your kneecaps.
When the knees are rocking, don't come a knocking.
Oh, my God. Well, I see by the instruments here on the panel that we have arrived in Pasadena.
What?
Yes, Torgo, we've arrived in Pasadena.
Oh, God.
I think your Aunt Betty's waiting up there on the dock.
When was somebody going to inform me?
Well, I thought you knew we were going to go pick her up. She'd like to come on a little cruise with us. She can bunk with Mikey.
Oh, good, because I'm going back to my bunk. I'm going to make her a Christmas card over the past several years.
But Torgo, it's August.
No, it's never too soon to prepare.
Anyways, thank you for listening to Mystery Science Radio. You can contact us at Mystery Science Radio Shortwave at gmail.com.
Ooh. Whatever it is you're not doing, go don't do it somewhere else.
And how?